moment, a particle of time. How fast do your thoughts come? How long can you focus? What is now? Is time continuous or discrete? Is time wave or particle? Faith happens in the moment. When faith continues and consumes the moment, that which is believed becomes real. When we stay in the moment of faith, we hold on to that which has been made real by the faith that consumes the moment. A walk is composed of steps. When we walk by faith, we make each step a moment of faith. Are you aware that you're a spirit being? How aware? Fleetingly or constantly? How are you alive? By the flesh or by the Spirit? If you live in the Spirit, you should walk in the Spirit. The Spirit is continuous. It imparts moments of life to our flesh through faith. When we take a step by the Spirit-induced life, we walk in the Spirit. We lay hold of the Spirit by faith, one moment at a time. It is not in the wanting that we receive, but in the receiving that we receive. Receiving is present continuous tense. Do you want to receive? Must become, will you receive? Will you receive? Must become, are you receiving? Are you receiving? Must become, have you received? Have you received? Must become, I have received. I have received becomes your reality. It is what you know in your heart. It is the thought of the moment, of every moment. But faith and receiving are not the only things that are affected by your appreciation or lack thereof of the moment. Our peace, our joy, and our love also exist in the moment, or not at all. When God said that He is I Am, He was speaking to His eternal presence in the moment. We find God nowhere else but in the moment. We fellowship with Him in the moment, or we fellowship not at all. How much time do you have left? This question usually speaks of the time we have left in our earthly physical body. In Christ, it doesn't matter because we have received the gift of eternal life. But regardless of whether you see, you are thinking of eternity or your transient, ephemeral physical existence, you have this moment and all the potential that it holds for life. Determine that you will not let the enemy steal one more moment of the life God has given you.